Radio.com. Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Here we are entering hour number three, and we have not had an open line segment in quite a while. I invite you to dial in here, pick up the phone, 800-313-9443, and weigh in with your thoughts. Obviously, our guest, Terry James, has... we've wrapped up the interview here, so it's just you and I and listeners all over the planet, but I'm very curious. Obviously, the rapture issue seems to be a contentious one, and I completely understand that because a lot of people do use it as sort of a crutch with their faith. They'll say, well, I'll believe as long as I can get out of here early. But what if you can't, obviously? So it's an interesting issue and one I think that certainly we should feel able to discuss and agree or disagree on, whatever the case may be. You know, I don't mind if you guys feel differently than I do or feel differently than each other. It's completely and totally fine. And I think that the information certainly, it opens your eyes to be able to bounce ideas off other people. So you're welcome to be a part of the show if you're interested in doing so. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. And just on a side note here, we are in hour number three right now. As you know, it's a four-hour program. From what I understand, we will be abandoning the fourth hour on shortwave very soon. Now, the reason for that, folks, is that the shortwave frequency is incredibly expensive. It costs about $50 an hour to do that. So, obviously, when you look at $20 a week, that's a pretty substantial amount of money. It's about $1,000 a week for us to be on shortwave. And unless we're recouping those costs, we cannot afford to do that here at Republic Broadcasting. So, if you are so inclined to do so, feel free. You can sponsor our shortwave time. You can contribute to the network in general. You can do a great many things. Republic Trading Group, certainly, if you purchase gold or silver, that obviously funds our operations. You can purchase books from the RBN bookstore and so on and so forth. A lot of different ways you can help out. So the website where you can get more information on that is republicbroadcasting.org. Also, you can listen online there. And the phone number, if you would like to call into the network and chat with management, feel free to do so there. That is 800-724-2719, although obviously here at 1 a.m. in the Central Time Zone, nobody's there. So that having been said, let's do our open line segment here. Jim in West Virginia, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I love the diversity of your program.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, it all comes from people having diverse views. If nobody else contributed, it'd just be my views all the time. And what fun would that be, right?
Right, but a lot of times situations, I never know, you know, whether it's going to be dream interpretation or what. I'm totally fascinated.
Well, that's cool.
But I wish your guest had stayed on a little bit longer. The only thing, I've almost given up on the second coming of Christ and worrying about it and... Mm-hmm. The rapture and pre this and post that. And the only thing I've really been concerned about is evangelism. And I got saved in 73. I read The Late Great Planet Earth, and it seemed like I would use that approach to people. You got to get saved, otherwise this, that, and the other, blah, blah. And I made a fool of myself, it seemed. I just wasn't very successful. And I was wondering, I was hoping that maybe your guest or maybe some other listeners could say, how can we use the second coming to get people onto the lifeboat? How can we use it in evangelism? Because it's a very fascinating subject. I've been fascinated and confused so many times that I have given up on really trying to come up with conclusions. Mm-hmm. But how do we use all this wonderful information about the second coming to get people's attention so that they will be there on this lifeboat? And I was just going to raise that with you or any of your call-in people, or I was hoping I could talk to your guest, but I guess not.
Let me ask you to hang on here. We're up to our first break. I think my guest, and I hate to speak for anybody, but for somebody who believes in the rapture, the appeal for them using the rapture, second coming, as an evangelism tool would be quite simply, I think, to avoid the worst of the worst, right? I mean, that seems common sense, not for my guest per se, but for somebody who does believe in the rapture. So hang on a second, Jim. We'll pick this up in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Now, as you know, folks, we do like the interactive portion of the show. I'm sure you like it as well. It's important to be able to know that you're not out there alone. And obviously, we're doing an open line segment. We can discuss many, many things. 800-313-9443. Back to Jim in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's just a situation where every time I've tried to talk about the second coming of Christ, to try to help evangelize somebody, I have made such a miserable mess out of it. I was just hoping that somebody who knew what they were talking about could help us.
Well, just from my perspective, and this only comes from being able to have the privilege of doing, you know, a radio program, being able to interact with a lot of people who are Bible scholars and Bible experts, and I am not by any means. But I think that there's a certain advantage coming from not being an expert in a variety of things because you're able to look at things simply. Just like, for example, if you, let's say, Jim, that you got some new pants and you got a little kid and you say to your kid, hey, how do I look in these pants? That kid is not going to be cognizant of the fact that you have feelings. That kid is going to give you an honest answer because they view it in very, very simple terms. So I think there is an appeal in looking at things from the simplest possible terms. I think that when you're studying Scripture, and this is just my interpretation, what I've come up with, I think that there's two major components. Number one is being able to explore the simplest possible explanation for things and the way things are and the way things work. And two, being able to grasp the existence and the belief in God. And you know, organized religion will provide you the latter. They will provide you God being real and so on and so forth. However, not being involved in organized religion does give you the opportunity to view things without doctrinal glasses, if you will. You don't have the human being component and interpretation and all the different things sort of burdening you in terms of the way you view things. So if you can somehow scale it down to the smallest common denominator and still have belief in God, I think that it's very easy to come to some very obvious conclusions. And I think that the linchpin of the whole thing is predestination. I know people, you know, might not see it that way, but I think so many things can be understood more completely if you view things from a viewpoint of that. And I know a lot of people that I respect immensely who do not believe in predestination. It's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. They like to think that they're in charge of their own destiny and that, you know, they make... What's that?
I think it's simple.
I think it is, too. Either God is all-powerful or he's not. Plain
well,
and simple.
It's even simpler than that from a more secular, humanistic point of view, okay? Knowing that's way below God's perspective. But God already knows the decisions that you're going to make. But still, from our human perspective, as humans, we still have to make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. But God already knows what we're going to say and do and this, that, and the other. He already knows that. But that doesn't take the pressure off of us to do the right things and say the right things. Mm-hmm. So from his perspective, he already knows. From our perspective, we better do the right thing.
Well, it's not God. Yeah, and it was a difficult thing to come to terms with. But one of the best books that I can recommend is by a guy who I consider to be really the paramount of his field, although he would never agree with that, a very humble man by the name of Martin Zender. I don't know if you've ever heard my interviews with him, but when we lost all the archives there at Republic, he still had all the interviews I've done with him, and they're posted on his website. And you can go and listen to those, because we've covered a great many things. His first book, which really got my attention, is called How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. Obviously, that's going to appeal to me. Zender is an ex-Catholic as well, so that appealed to me as well. But it's a fantastic book, very quick read, very, very witty, very funny, and it comes to some startling conclusions. And it backed up everything in Scripture, what I felt in my spirit. His second book was called Martin Zender's Guide to Intelligent Prayer, which talks about prayer, why you can have, the idea of prayer circles and huge, you know, national days of prayer and why some prayers, no matter how many people are praying all in the same time for something, maybe don't get answered. And it really, that to me was one of the most powerful things and also one of the most difficult things to get past because that dealt with predestination to a great extent. Then there was one called Martin Zender Goes to Hell, in which he explored the concept of hell and does it really exist, the whole eternal damnation, hellfire, and whatnot. Came to a surprising conclusion that also a lot of people couldn't deal with, which is that it's not what they say it is in the churches. It's not a place of eternal torment. It's not like that at all. It's amazing stuff. Then he wrote one called Flawed by Design, which deals also with a lot of predestination issues, such as why do people experience hardship? Why do they experience these types of burdens? Fantastic book. And with the exception of the first one, all the rest of them are under 100 pages. Very, very quick and easy read. And then his most recent one was called The Really Bad Thing About Free Will, which dealt exclusively with predestination versus the free will concept. Amazing, amazing stuff. Every single one of his books has changed the way I view things in all respects. And he's got a new one coming out that I'm anxiously awaiting, and we will have him on the show when that is available. But really a phenomenal exploration. I think that if you view predestination and you come to terms with how you feel about that, then everything else will fall into place or it won't.
Well,
it's just, go ahead.
I think it's very simple. God gave us free will. Nobody can take it from us. And from, as I said, from the human perspective, we have the free will to do what God would have us do or something else. God already knows from his perspective what we will do. I mean, I look at it, it's so simple, it's ridiculous, but I will look into it. But it's just somehow or another, every time I've ever tried to use the second coming of Christ to try to get through to somebody who doesn't believe in God, I have blown it miserably. Mm-hmm. And if anybody else has any ideas, I would love to hear them.
And that's another thing that's covered in his research, which is the whole reason I even brought it up to you, is that it does sort of talk about God moving on people. And again, it does tie into that predestination or free will. See, I don't believe that we have free will.
I do.
I know.
I do.
I know. You said that. But
right.
What I'm saying is that you have to look at it in context. Free will to do what? For example, do I have the ability to take a right turn when I leave work as opposed to a left turn? Sure, I do. Absolutely. But at the same time, how does that all factor into the idea of predestination? And it's very complicated to an extent, but it's much like what you said, that God knows what we will choose. So to an extent, it's not free will then, is it? Because it's not an unknown. You know what I mean? So it kind of gets kind of like time travel and the whole paradox thing.
Right.
But it's very, very deep. But what I'm saying in essence is that if you look in the scriptures, and again, it's documented in Zender's books, it does talk about how God moves on people. He moves on them, he hardens their hearts, or he gives them faith. Either you have faith or you don't have faith. And this really ties into a whole slew. You've really opened Pandora's box for me. I could basically just ramble for hours about these things. Because that heightens to me on a many different levels, such as, of course, the door-to-door evangelism, which I can't stand that. You know what I mean? To me, that's like a telemarketing call. It's like, you couldn't be here at a worse time. Just leave. I don't care. You could be my best friend, and you could say exactly what I wanted to hear. You could tell me everything that I need to hear, but I don't want it because you're bringing it to me. I need to seek it out. You know what I mean? It's like a telemarketer. Hey, would you like to buy a new car? If I do, I'll go down to the car dealership. Don't be trying to sell me one over the phone. It doesn't work that way with me. So it's the same thing. I think that people have to be moved to seek it out, which is why anything. I could sit here and read you a story, Jim, and you're smart enough to say, well, maybe he is and maybe he isn't. If I'm reading a story that sounds completely unbelievable to you and you're hearing the show for the first time, you might say, that guy's full of crap. But you might go and look it up because you're hearing me say it and I'm telling you where you can find it, the date it was posted. You'll go and read it for yourself. And you may find that it surprises you. So, you know, people have to come to their own realizations. Faith is a very personal thing. And I think that churches, for the most part, have gotten in the way of a personal relationship by trying to be the middleman. I'm not a big fan of that. So I think that for the hardships you've encountered in trying to wake people up to this, all you can do, and this is just how I approach it, is let people know where you stand and leave it at that. Let them come to you.
That's what I've done, but I can remember trying to witness this after reading Lake Bay Planet Earth and saying, because you got to do this, and you know, this is going to happen, and all of a sudden, Armageddon. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work. So if going back to the original concept, and I look at free will as choice, okay? We have a choice every day about a lot of different things from our human perspective. God already knows what choice we're going to make, and that's I'm so simple, it's ridiculous.
Sure.
But the bottom line, and I think there's room for both, okay? There's predestination, God already knows, and there's free will. We still have to make the choices from our human point of view. But going back to the other thing, if there's anybody who knows how to use the second coming as an evangelistic tool, that would be wonderful, because so many times people have used the second coming as an evangelistic tool. For instance, Darby went out in 1820, like that gentleman was saying, and he made a total fool of himself because he had calculated Jesus was coming. And I know churches around here 20, 30 years ago which are telling people, well, put a mortgage on your house and give the church all the money because he's going to come here in the next two or three years. And
yeah, don't you love that? The church, it's like, well, then why do you need the money, church?
Right. I mean, some of it was insane.
Yeah.
But, if you have...
Cults are scary things.
Yeah, right. there's good church people who burned Tyndale at the cross, and the good church people who nailed our Lord Jesus Christ, and burned Tyndale at the stake and nailed our Lord Jesus Christ to the wood. But, if there's any ideas which anybody else has too, I'd love to hear them, because I've always made such a fool of myself.
Well, and we've all done that. And it's we're all flawed by design. We're all works in progress. We're all trying to get better at you know, being a repository and distributor of the truth. And like I said, the best thing is just to make yourself available and make your information, your repository of knowledge, known to people.
Our best bet is the way we live.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Jim, real quick, are you the one who referred me to the book Dressed to Kill?
Yes.
Okay, just a little heads up. They're going to be on tomorrow.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, well, hey, man, I like learning new things, too, so we'll be chatting with them tomorrow evening. Just a heads up for you. Hang on if you've got more. Folks, we're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Glad you're here to witness my my phlegmy voice cracking thing. All right. Anyway, we're taking your calls here. Open lines for the rest of the show. If you're interested in engaging us in some dialogue here, just whatever you think. 800-313-9443. Jim in West Virginia, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
If I can make one little comment about tomorrow's guest.
Yes.
What was so shaking to me was the fact that this information had been out there for so long,
mm-hmm.
and the media wouldn't touch it, and our government wouldn't touch it.
Well, it's even more in-depth than that.
Oh, yeah.
From what I understand, because when I was talking to the author of the book, he mentioned some things, which we'll talk about tomorrow night, about the suppression of the book itself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've read more about this than you'd ever imagine, because I've had several good friends who got hit with it hard.
Well, I expect some phone calls tomorrow night, then.
Yeah, I think you will get some phone calls.
Sounds good.
But at any rate, I better let you go, because
right.
I'm sure there are other people. But yeah, the most amazing thing was this information had been out there for now 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and there are other studies. There is a gentleman who is in West Virginia. He's a member of the House of Delegates. He's also an MD. I told him about it. He was shocked. I have a cousin who's an MD. He read about it. He was shocked. And there are university studies stateside, which have been suppressed,
mm-hmm.
as well as the book.
Yeah.
And the magazine ELLE wanted to do an expose, sorry about the pun, on the subject, and they were threatened with a lawsuit, and it worked. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's the suppression of it which mm-hmm. upset me so much.
Sure, sure.
So,
well, it just goes to highlight some important facts, which is, again, the truth of saying that what causes cancer is not true, meaning the
right.
official version of saying, oh, it's just genetics, or oh, it's
right.
smoking, or secondhand
right.
smoke, and things like that. Just preposterous. But again, the important thing is that we know the cures for cancer. Colonel
yeah.
Joe's has it patented. So it's a done deal
oh, yeah.
at this point, and, you know, that's an important thing. But we're going to do the show. And I'm very excited that we're able to track him down because, you know, just like most things, it wasn't easy. But I did find him. I got a copy of the book, and we'll be chatting with them tomorrow. I think you'll be happy.
I'd love it because, you know, anytime you're in a battle, you fight on all sides.
Amen. Well said.
I'll let you go with that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure.
Take care. That's what it's all about, folks. See, I get a lot of suggestions for guests from you guys. So keep that in mind. If there's somebody that you'd like to hear on the show, by all means, let me know. I've pursued many of them, and many of them have been on the show. Some of them I can't find. So it's just obviously the more information you have, the better it is for me. Jim in New Jersey, welcome to the show, sir. Oh, Missouri. I'm sorry. What did I say, New Jersey? All right. Jim in Missouri, welcome to the show. Jim, are you there? Going once. Going twice. Jim in Missouri is gone. Eric in Oklahoma, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Wonderful.
I heard you've been kind of feeling some oppression lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So have I. It's been
yeah.
very interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting, isn't it? I've spent a lot of time, and like I said, I'm very privileged and blessed, and I realize this, to be able to, you know, call up some of the people who have been guests on the show who have a variety of different insights for me. It's very nice to have access to those people. But, you know, the appeal, of course, also with the show is that, you know, none of us really quite feel like we're alone when we're all, you know, getting beaten on pretty hard.
Right. You know what I did the other day? I went driving around in the Ozarks and
yeah.
just enjoyed the little towns and the people and just the trees and the beauty. And
that's
it
wonderful.
Seemed, it really seemed to be a pickup for me. And I really, it soothed my spirit. I wanted to give you that advice and you can do the same thing.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
You're my brother, man. Hey, but I wanted to get into a little bit about Terry. The dispensationalism is very interesting, and it if you noticed, not to be critical, but Terry was jumping back and forth with dispensationalism, saying, "Well, this is the dispensation of the tribulation,"
mm-hmm.
but the tribulation comes at the end of the age. There's not a different dispensation. It's still the age of the Gentiles and the church age. It's just the end of the age. And the tribulation and the wrath of God are two completely different things. The tribulation is brought on by us, by mankind. The wrath of God is when God comes to destroy those who would destroy the earth. The dispensationalists want to lump those two together always and make the wrath of God the tribulation, which it is not. And it clearly says that in the Bible. And I want to read this here. But the first resurrection, blessed and holy is he who is part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Okay? And who was in the first resurrection? Well, these are the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark in their forehead or their hands. These are people that have gone through the tribulation. There's no other way to say that. There's no other. You can't get around that any way, shape, or form. I grew up with dispensationalists, and I have a lot of preachers in my family. And you know, from as a child, I could see the holes in this thing. And you know, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance with the people who believe in pre-tribulation rapture because they have to hold opposing thoughts in their mind, and at some point they just kind of. Let go of faith, and you know, I'm not criticizing because some of the the greatest Christians I know are pre-tribulation rapturists. But when you really study this thing out, a lot of people are going to be deceived. Not everybody that believes in the pre-tribulation rapture is a great Christian. We all have our walk, and we all have our trials. And I have to say that a lot of people who think that they will be out of here are going to face difficult trials in times to come.
Yeah, let me ask you to hang on, because I think that's an excellent point. Folks, that's what it's all about, is the discourse, is the dialogue. You know, so many times people simply just sit and absorb things, and that's why, you know, you'll find a lot of people echoing the things that are being talked about at church, whereas it's not necessarily a forum where you can really have a back and forth. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. And let's get back to Eric in Oklahoma. Eric, I thought you were making some great points there about, again, the potential for deception and whatnot. And I think it is important that we do discuss that angle. Because, again, if you think about it in context of the powers that be, in order to secure their control over people, they would very easily they could very easily hoax a rapture of some sort. And I don't know how they would have the capability of disappearing a wide assortment of people, but who knows? I mean, the point is they can, you know, fake Jesus coming down with holographic technology. We've talked about that before. Project Bluebeam, real or imagined, is immaterial. The mainstream media has reported on the HAARP project being able to basically be used potentially in the future for celestial advertising, indicating they can create images in the sky, which sounds a lot like Bluebeam, honestly.
Right. Yeah, I have all of Nick Begich's books, and they freak me out, man.
Yeah.
But, okay, and who knows, you end up in a FEMA camp and they say you've been raptured. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, the way that we are manipulated and brainwashed is a very interesting subject. And
mm-hmm.
and with the churches, it talked about Darby, but it started as well with the Fabian socialists in the mid-1800s who infiltrated most of the churches in America and especially the seminaries and a lot of the doctrine that these future pastors have been taught has been developed over time to really put them in a place where they are they really believe a doctrine that's not necessarily biblical, and they do believe with all their heart that it is biblical. And I like I said, I talk to a lot of pastors and know have very good friends that are pastors, and it always freaks me out that I can show them things that they'll go back to the dispensation, and it's like, well, you know, if you use that like a building block, they have to have these pieces fall into place, and they can't move them around, because if you move one out of the way, all their other pieces crumble. And it's very interesting, and it's the rare, you know, it's the rare pastor who will admit that he's been deceived.
Mm-hmm.
That, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've played some audio clips before from Tim LaHaye's Left Behind Prophecy Conference. There's a local guy named Gary Fraser talking about the Mark of the Beast. And he goes on to basically expound about the microchip and said, hey, I don't think that this is the mark of the beast at all. When in actuality, he sort of opens by saying, you know, technology like the microchip, but not the microchip itself.
Hey, and Hal Lindsey said the same thing.
See, and that's what I think. It's like it's like talking points in essence, because if you get somebody that comes out there and says this is how it is, for example, in the Left Behind books, it's a tattoo. Okay, it's a tattoo either on your
right
hand or on the forehead. So that indicates that you're going with a version of the Bible, like the New International Version, for example, that says on the hand or on the forehead for the mark of the beast, as opposed to King James, which says in the hand or in the forehead. So that indicates that they're already embracing one version over another. That version, by the way, the New International Version, the copyright is owned by Rupert Murdoch of Fox News fame.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a true statement.
Wow.
So anyway, it goes on. So you get, you know, the whole concept is put out by this Left Behind. So when they have a prophecy conference, it's obviously going to be people who agree with the way things are put forth in the Left Behind series. So Gary Fraser is talking about this, and he said, no, 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 no. Revelation, and he has the quote and everything, it says on the hand or on the forehead, not in the hand. And obviously, so that's a faulty translation, in my opinion. But then it goes on and on and on. And he starts to actually expound on the benefits of the microchip, saying what a great thing it is that people can find their dogs, and a great thing that they have the medicine chip available. And he doesn't know why anybody in the world wouldn't want this. So, you know, that's dangerous, dangerous stuff. It's almost irresponsible to a great extent. So it is important, in my opinion, for people to understand, because when you have people dictating prophecy and interpretation without any sort of back and forth, because he's just speaking on these clips that I've got. He's not actually, you know, doing a question and answer sort of thing. So it's his view, and then, you know, he gets his applause and he leaves the stage. And people have no opportunity to rebut, to ask questions or anything like that. And you know, half these people, you know, they're virtually untouchable. You can't just, you know, ring up somebody on the phone and say, hey, I want to ask you about that conference you gave or that, you know, whatever. And you can't have that kind of dialogue. So you're just left with whatever you've been told. And I hate that. And I think that sort of negates the possibility of people thinking for themselves, because they're being constantly reinforced with certain things.
It's a very exclusive club, and
yeah,
they have a monopoly in all the Christian bookstores.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff, man.
Well, you know, there's something. King David, a man after God's own heart, wanted to number the people, and he did. And you know what? God punished the people for being numbered. He didn't punish David. He punished the people for letting themselves be numbered. I've always found it to be very, very interesting. So any type of number, you know, I got my driver's license, I got the Social Security number, you know, but I think there's a place where the people made a decision to let themselves be numbered. I've always found that very interesting. I think it's like it's a precursor to what we're going to face in the end times, you know, of a global numerical system. And of course it will be a chip. Of course it will be computerized because that's the way things are. That's the way things are going.
Well, it's certainly easier. I mean, obviously, a tattoo of a barcode is, that would have been sort of cutting edge technology, you know, 50 years ago. But these days, it's very inefficient. And
what good is that when you can't read it? You know,
that's exactly. Right. That's a good point.
Hey, well, Frank, Aaron, brother, I love you, man.
I love you too, man. I appreciate the call. Appreciate all the wonderful insight, and I appreciate the words of support for all of us who are feeling like we're being beaten on these times.
It's, but man, I tell you what, these last 2 weeks, I have just felt like a clouds around me, man. I've had to kind of pray and keep a positive outlook. Like I said, that drive in the country just really, really helped me. And talking to nice people just in little stores, man, I love that. But hey, man, I'm gonna go to bed and get up for work.
Right. Hey, thanks for staying up late with us, though. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, take care, Eric. Bye, bye. Fantastic stuff. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's try Jim in Missouri again. Jim, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Welcome to the show.
Well, can I paint a little picture for everybody here?
Absolutely.
We are supposedly under a war of terrorism, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But at the same time, while our government is telling us that we're under all this terror, we have left our borders open, and now we have anywhere from 12 to 25, maybe 30 million illegal aliens in this country, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so are we really worried about terrorism?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Security and Prosperity Partnership?
Yes.
Better known as the North American Union.
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you heard of the Real ID Act?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you new to the show, Jim?
Oh, no. Okay, I'm not new, but you guys aren't talking about it.
I talked about it last night.
Well, I'm brand new.
Okay. Well, I do cover it. In fact, I've probably covered it in ways you haven't heard about. But go ahead.
Well, that's a good thing, because I have a very good source that was on the inside of the biometrics industry.
Okay.
That what they are calling the Real ID, which is supposedly a national ID card.
Mm-hmm.
That will be held in your hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've already got it incorporated in the current immigration bill.
Yes.
Okay. But it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
Only to the illegals. But it cannot work unless all of us are identified.
Mm-hmm.
They already have agreements worldwide with the other governments to share all this information. It's already in place. All they got to do is get it done. It's already in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to talk about prophecy and things like that? Great. Here it is. It's right in front of our face.
I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, we talked about this last night in a variety of different ways, but we discussed the employment database that's in conjunction with the immigration bill. Have you seen that?
Well, that's what it is.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is but it's important to contextualize it for people who don't know what we're talking about. Basically, what this is, folks, is going to be a database by which all employment records will be checked, insofar as to say, is such and such allowed to work in this country? Are they a Z visa class holding illegal who is now, I guess, going to be legal in some capacity. A temporary permanent visa status. It's a bizarre, bizarre thing. But in essence, that means that there's going to have to have to be a database that encompasses the Department of Motor Vehicles, the Social Security Administration. It's going to have to encompass the no-fly list, the list of all known terrorists in the world. It's going to have to be the greatest, most comprehensive database of all time, and everybody's going to have to be subject to this. So if you already have a job, once this database gets up, all of the employers are going to have to submit information on their employees, and employees are going to have to sign verification saying, yes, this is all true about me, and you know, so on and so forth. And all those things will be entered in. So even if you're already employed, they're going to have to get the information on you. And it'll probably be a situation where you are not allowed to continue working there because the pressure being put on your employer. So you'll have to abandon that and find a job some other way. But this is going to be a big, big thing. And if this passes, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is everything we're talking about.
Yeah. You know, the scary thing, the really scary thing about it is that most people will not know.
Yeah,
they'll not know. Mm-hmm. Their employer is just or their whoever the company is they work for them. We're going to say, oh, our CPA says that you've got to produce, you know, you got to produce this information for us. We're doing a pilot for Homeland Security. You know, here's all, you know, put all your information on here, and let's verify you. Well, if you happen to be a person like one of us that are going to speak out against it, and they might not like what they hear, and they can just go, nope, you're not qualified. So all of a sudden, you can't get a job. You can't buy food. You can't have a bank account. You can't have nothing.
That's right.
That's exactly what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. It's vital that we understand all the things going around in the world. And this is, again, one of the things. I had somebody that I was talking to just the other day basically say that, you know, hey, you know, I haven't been paying attention to the news for a few months, and I'm a lot happier when I don't watch that stuff because it's just all that negativity keeps bringing me down. And those people I have a problem with. I really do. I think that, you know, it's the truth is empowering. It's not depressing to me. What's depressing perhaps is the presentation of the news. You know what I mean? There's a huge difference between being told, you know, abandon hope, all ye who watch this broadcast, and another thing of saying, here's what it is, and you know, now that we understand it, we can do something with this. So I think there's a different way.
Frank, here's what depresses me, because I get emails to this effect. There's nothing we can do. It's God's already got it preordained. This is the way it's going to be, and there's nothing we can do. Mm. And you know what? I don't think that's what the Lord wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think He wants us to stand up and say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
We're not tolerating this anymore. We're going under God's law.
Well, and there's something to that as well, but again, you got to be careful because there are people, and we covered it quite a bit on Friday. We did about an hour and a half, 2 hours on this, and then last night about an hour and a half or 2 hours on this. Is this push for a theocracy here in this country, and it's a very, very real thing. And most people on the surface would say that would be a great thing if we were subject to God's law. The problem is that there has to be someone, obviously, in charge of interpreting what is God's law, which would be what? A human being or a series of human beings, a group of them, in which case, what's to say that their version of God is going to be the same as yours? Odds are it won't be. So there's ups and upsides and downsides to the whole thing.
Oh, and I understand that. I understand that line of thinking. But you're still getting back to group think. Just like I'm a Democrat or mm-hmm. I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You have your own mind. God's given you free will.
Mm-hmm.
He's taught you His lessons. And you make your own mind up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think that's exactly what we've been talking about, is you have to be able to have some sort of interaction with God on your own without having middlemen and people to filter things down and tell you, oh, this is what you have to believe and this is what you have to see and this is how you have to view.
Let me tell you, I was raised a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe everything they teach. I read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I make up my own mind.
Good for you.
And you know, it's got to be the same way on the other side with the evangelist community. You know, make up your own mind. Don't just let somebody dictate to you, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. He gave us his word. We read it. We understand it. We interpret it for ourselves, not for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need somebody out here telling me this is the law. This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You?
No, I agree with you. I think that when it comes to your faith, ultimately you're going to be judged on what you do. So why should you adhere to somebody else's interpretation of it?
Exactly.
Because there's no accountability.
Exactly.
There's no accountability at all. If you go to Pat Robertson, and Pat Robertson says, Jim, you need to think this way, and you say, okay. Well, then when you get up to you face God on Judgment Day or whatever, and God's like, why'd you do this? And you're like, Pat Robertson told me to. And you think God's going to go, oh, well, in that case, you're off the hook. No, it's still your choice.
No. Oh, so you followed the false one, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, exactly. Everybody is going to have to make up their own mind. They're going to have to read the word, and they're going to have to interpret that word for themselves.
Well said.
Now, I don't think that's a great deal of work, to tell you the truth. I mean, if you just follow the golden rule, probably on a great path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think
it's... others as you would have them do unto you. Well, yeah. So, I might throw that phrase out that has very deep meaning.
It does. You're exactly right, Jim. We got a break here. I'm sorry. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls.
Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, at least the hour number three. And that's where we are this hour, of course, being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness. They're the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the salt crystal lamps, skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check out the website for all the information at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. We certainly appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers and ask you to support them so that way they will support us and we can continue doing these broadcasts. Let's get back to Jim in Missouri. Jim, go ahead and finish up here, my friend.
Well, I think really what I'd like to ask everybody or ask of everybody to in your Bible teaching, and what you read there, you also need to pay attention to what is going on right in front of your face now. Because there are many parallels going on that are mentioned in prophecy. And we need to pay attention to that. We don't have any idea of when the time is. That's for the Lord to choose. And he's told us that he'll let us know when the time is. So we have to pay attention to what's going on, and we have to be involved in it. We can't sit back and say, oh, well, you know, God's going to take care of everything for us. I think there's more to be expected than that.
I agree. I agree with you.
I mean, you know, you have to stand. Look at what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing. They've given it all up to God. And they're going to follow his law, and that's the only law they're going to follow. And a lot of people think that that's radical, but it's really not. What's radical is what most people aren't doing. They're following the false god of men's politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're playing games with their own mind.
Yes. Well, you're right, and I appreciate the call tonight, Jim. I think you're right on point, and I think that, again, if we are going to be accountable for our decisions, then we must carefully decide what it is that we are agreeing to go along with and what it is that we're choosing to ignore, because even doing nothing is still a choice, folks, and you must understand that. So I think, Jim, you're right on point with these fantastic insights. Thank you.
I enjoyed your program. I'm glad that you let me on here.
Yeah.
And I look forward to doing this more.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you more. You have a good night, sir. Thank you for the call. Folks, we are coming up on the end of the hour here, and that'll just be a very short 90 seconds. And then we'll continue next hour, if you are so inclined, to offering up the time for you guys. Whatever it is you want to talk about, obviously very contentious issues being raised tonight on this program, and very, very important that we have that dialogue and that discussion and that ability to talk about things, because this is one of our rights, folks, guaranteed to us by God. We have the right to speak. We have the right to disagree. We have the right to have these kinds of conversations. Yet, so often, the idea of people freely expressing themselves has been sort of squashed down You know, when we go to church, we hear the preacher talk, and that's pretty much it. When we watch the news, obviously you can yell at the TV all you want. There is no back and forth going on there, unless, of course, you haven't been taking your medication. That's a joke, of course. All right, so there's the music, folks. Stay with us 90 seconds, and we're back with more of your phone calls in the final hour, the home stretch, as I call it, of this evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.